Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the seventh week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 145, verses 14 through 21. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Shihon, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 53. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. In the discussion on this gospel of the feeding of the 4,000, we have said quite a lot about entrusting our bodily welfare to God and God's assurances to us that we will never lack the temporal blessings we need. We also want to say something about the spiritual blessings which we need, more particularly in the face of death. When we have death before our eyes, we will find that we would rather continue to live. We will see hell before us, and we would much rather have heaven. We will be conscious of God's judgment and would much rather have his grace. In short, we will see nothing of what we would like to have before our eyes. Against death, hell, and God's judgment, no creature can come to our help. But if I have faith, I say to myself, faith is a basis on which I obtain what I do not see. If I believe, nothing can harm me. Even though I see nothing before me but death, hell, and God's judgment, I must pay attention to none of these, but wholly believe in God, by virtue of this assurance, and not through my own merits, will give me grace, salvation, and life. This is what it means to cling to God in true faith. This is pictured in the living example of the 4,000 who clung to God with this faith alone. They were sure that God would feed them and refused to be sidetracked by any sophistries of human reason. Let us pray. Comfort us with your gracious promises and assurances, Heavenly Father, in the days of our pilgrimage here on earth, but especially also when death comes upon us. Let us depart this life without any of the uncertain props of human reason, trusting only and solely in your grace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.